On May 7th, Peace Health Oregon announced plans to close their Nurse Midwifery Birth Center by the end of summer. The hospital also made public a partnership with the Eugene-based Physicians Group to provide Lane County mothers and families with a range of birth plan choices. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert follows up on the controversial birth center closure plan and speaks with the CEO of Women's Care about their plans to pick up where Peace Health expects to leave off.
Josie Van Scholten says Peace Health told Women's Care about the planned birth center closure about 6 weeks before they told their nurse midwives.
Late March, they approached us and said they were considering closing the birth center.
Certified nurse midwives deliver babies in the birth center, and they have privileges to deliver in hospital. That's because of a collaborative physician contract between Peace Health and Women's Care.
It's to back up midwifery care at the hospital. So that means that if a patient needs a C-section or has some sort of emergency, that we're there to help.
Van Scholten says Women's Care is hurriedly developing a plan to employ nurse midwives, including some of those who will soon be losing their jobs with Peace Health.
We have met with midwives at the birth center. We have posted positions. You know, this wasn't our strategic plan for 2019. We had no plans at the beginning of 2019 to employ midwives. We're just trying to make sure that this important service remains in our community.
According to Van Scholten, Women's Care is hoping to hire 5 to 6 midwives for starters.
You know, going forward, it's a little bit scary. I feel like if, you know, people think that Women's Care doesn't value midwifery services, you know, that could make it a challenge for us to really get a program started and might affect the number that we could afford to hire. We just kind of have to see how this all plays out.
When the birth center closes, Van Scholten is certain all nurse midwife-assisted deliveries will have to be in hospital. Midwives and advocates say this limits women's choices and increases the likelihood of medical interventions during labor and childbirth.
Peace Health is the one making these decisions. You know, I think they're looking for efficiencies. You would have to talk to them about that.
Peace Health has not yet responded to KLCC's most recent questions. In a release statement, the hospital has said the birth center model is unsustainable based on a precipitous drop in deliveries over the last 5 years. The current birth center was built with community donations on Peace Health property 9 years ago. It has 2 birthing rooms with a home-like feel. The center provides pre- and postpartum care. In January of this year, the birth center celebrated the 1,000th baby born there. There has been a birth center in Eugene, Springfield for over 40 years. A petition to save the birth center has garnered over 9,000 signatures. State Representative Marty Wilde is a self-proclaimed advocate.
I represent House District 11. Right now, I'm sitting in my office in the Capitol. We just got off the floor. When I'm not legislating, I am the executive director of the Lane County Medical Society.
Wilde and his sister were both born with midwives. As a legislator, he has heard from constituents on the pending birth center closure.
It's really important to them that we preserve this option, because without a birthing center, women will face a stark choice between a home birth that may be less safe and a hospital that may feel like it's less home-like and comfortable. So that's the gist of what they've communicated to me, and I agree.
Wilde questions the financial justification for closing the Nurse Midwifery Birth Center.
They didn't have enough births from Peace Health's standpoint for it to be financially sustainable. I don't really think that's because of lack of interest, but it might be because of lack of awareness.
Wilde says there may not have been adequate marketing for the birth center, which is a less expensive option than delivering in hospital.
In addition to being, you know, a preferred place to deliver and an option that a number of women choose, it's also very cost effective. So I hope the parties were all working together in good faith, and this is an economic decision that we can find an answer for.
Peace Health Oregon's Director of Marketing, Marcy Marshall, is on the record in May saying the birth center closure plan is unequivocal. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.